So I'll start over and say good day and warm greetings. And in this Buddhist meditation practice that we do, the mindfulness practice, it involves a great appreciation of the present moment. Certainly appreciation of the potential here, but also of the richness of this experience. Now, of course, the past is important, and without any connection to our history, our story, our past, life is pretty truncated. And I see it now that I spend time at a memory care center and seeing what's like for people who have no really long-term and sometimes short-term memories. And of course, the future has its role in anticipating the future, imagining the future, is a huge important part of human life and has its important place. But compared to the importance of the past and the future, they pale in significance to the present. It's almost as if the present moment is three-dimensional and the past and the future is two-dimensional. And to really enter into this three-dimensional, four-dimensional, rich area of the present moment. And it's kind of like stepping into a gate, into a new garden, into a new place, when you really get into it fully. And so to really appreciate the present moment, and to do so, to have the skill and the ability and the focus to do it for a period of time, like for these minutes we're going to do meditation. And then, in some ways, it makes the past and the future, that when it's useful and to be involved in those, thinking about them, it makes them richer, actually, and enhances it rather than detracts from it, to be really in the present moment, really know how to be here and now. And, of course, you'll get pulled into thoughts about the past, thoughts about the future, about fantasy, reflections, and the art of it is to really, really recognize, and that can underscore how important the recognition is. It's almost like waking up. Oh, this is present moment phenomena. I'm thinking about the past in the present. I'm thinking about the future in the present. I'm fantasizing or abstract ideas in the present. It's like a wake-up. Oh, is that powerful? Oh, like you open your eyes. Oh, that's what's happening. And in that kind of, the present moment, that's what's happening here. Then we're no longer swept into the future, swept into the past or into fantasy. And this is where the whole beginning of waking up occurs. And in that clear recognition, we find some of the qualities of great awakening. We find qualities of letting go, not clinging, not holding on. So perhaps in this sitting, gently, without striving or being too agitated about it, give yourself a greater appreciation of being here. Turns out you are here anyway, in the present moment. This is actually where you are. So join it. Really be in it. Feel it. Sense it. Breathe with it, moment after moment. So taking a alert, relaxed posture. And gently close your eyes. And gently, slowly, take some longer breaths. And a long release with the exhale. Long, slow inhale. And release with the exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal, and relaxing more of your body on the exhale, but a relaxation that is, in your mind, maybe you think of it as a relaxing into the present moment experience, here in the body. And then letting go of relaxing and gathering yourself in the present moment with the breathing. With the breathing as the center of your universe, more so than your thinking mind. The kind of gathering of attention around the experience of breathing. And here, the breathing being a touchstone to the present moment. In the present moment, a touchstone to our direct experience, our lived experience, the experience we have moment to moment that is a manifestation of being alive and here and now. Staying close to the present momentness of whatever comes into awareness. The present momentness of thinking about the past and the future. See it all as present moment. Your breathing is always in the present moment. Riding along with your breathing, breathe with whatever else is happening. Breathe with the mind thinking about the future, about the past. Breathe with your emotions. Breathe with so that the present moment experience of breathing keeps you in the present. Are you recognizing that you are in the present moment? That your thoughts are present moment experience? One of the wonderful things about the present moment is that we all arrive there at the same time. We share this living, vital, lived experience of here and now, if we're present for it. If we allow ourselves the opportunity to really be here, and as we come to the end of this sitting, this deep allowing of the present moment allowing ourselves to be there becomes a way of being present for the people in our lives. It's a way of being present for others as well. And to be present for others without being caught up in the past or thinking about the future, what we want, but to really be here to feel and sense and know another person and to know ourselves in the presence of another person. Then there is an avenue for care, for respect, for kindness, friendliness, for appreciation, and for caring for each other. May what we learn in meditation about being present be applied to being present for and with the people we encounter or the people we communicate with in whatever way we're in touch. And may it be that as we're present, that we offer the world our respect, our appreciation, our kindness, so that our way of being with others manifest or enact, even in the smallest ways, the wish that others may be happy, that others may be peaceful, that others may be safe, that others may be free. May all beings live in this present moment life free and happy.